Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we come this morning with a grateful heart, Father. We rise and we shine this morning, Father God, with a shout. We rise and shine this morning with an attitude of gratitude. We rise and we shine this morning, Father God, in a spirit of humility. We rise and we shine this morning, Father God, and say thank you for allowing it to be so. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us through the night. Thank you for bringing us through the evil. Thank you for bringing us through the darkness. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your blessings upon us, Father God, hallelujah. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, hallelujah, for we know that if you had not done it, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, if it had not been for you, Father God, we don't know where we would be, Father God, but we just want to say thank you for one more day to sing, one more day to pray, one more day to rejoice, one more day to clap, one more day, Father God, to give, one more day to receive, one more day, Father God, one more day to inhale, to exhale, one more day to breathe, one more day to bathe, one more day to clean, one more day, Father God, one more day to help somebody, one more day, Father God, one more day to embrace somebody, one more day, Father, to tell somebody that we love them, oh, Father God, one more day to show that love, one more day, Father God, one more day to draw closer to you, one more day to open the Word of God and read, Father God, and study to show ourselves approved, one more day, Father God, we want to bless you for one more day. One more day in history, one more day, Father, and we want to say thank you, hallelujah, that it's a clean page, oh, Father God, we can start over again, brand spanking new, oh, Father God, and we want to bless you right now, one more day to testify, one more day to open our mouths, and let everybody know that Jesus is Lord, and we are not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of Jesus. One more day, God, to express some gratitude. One more day. One more day, Lord. One more day. And we bless you right now, God. And we magnify you right now, God. Hallelujah for one more day. Oh, God. Oh, God, we are not concerned. Oh, Father God. Overly concerned about tomorrow. Oh, Father God. Hallelujah. Because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But we just want to say thank you for right now and this day, this time in history, this time, Father God, that will never be regained once it's gone. Help us not to squander the day. But Father, thank you for helping us stay to be fruitful. Hallelujah unto you and unto you alone. And we say thank you, God, and we bless you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. One more day, Father, to come together with our brothers and sisters, touching in agreement, on one accord, in the spirit. One more day, God, one more day, and we want to say bless you, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless our time together on today, God. Hallelujah. You and you and you and you alone will be glorified. And you and you and you alone will be magnified. And your people edified as we encourage one another, God. As we encourage one another. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we embrace this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back to you, hallelujah, and decree your lordship over it, that Jesus is Lord over this day, over our lives, over this service. Thank you, over our destiny, over our future. Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto now, Father, she told your disciples to say, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. TGIF. Hallelujah. Today, God is first here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership. Hallelujah. On this, our Praise Wednesday. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come with a song this morning. Oh, we come with a praise. We come with a triumph. We come rejoicing. Hallelujah. Decreeing and declaring that the Lord is good. Yes, he's good. He is so very good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to read a couple verses this morning coming out of Luke chapter number 9. Luke 9 verse 18, and it came to pass as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? And they answered him, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose his soul, or be a castaway? And verse number 26, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angel. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. So we say we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed to lift up Jesus. We are not ashamed of his words. We are not ashamed to tell somebody. We're not ashamed to testify. We're not a secret Christian. We're not a secret disciple. Oh, no. We're going to open our mouth. We're not ashamed to tell it. Glory be to God, because he said if we'd be ashamed of him, he'd be ashamed of us. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. So we want to continue this morning, amen, with our sister Thurman out of Philadelphia. She's going to come and share one of her creative readings on this morning. Beloved, if you have a testimony, if you'd like to share on this morning, hit the number one on your telephone. Push the number one, and it will alarm our system. We will get we will be notified that you are in queue, that we have somebody in queue, amen, that wants to share. And so we bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Sister Joanne Thurman, are you there this morning? Sister Thurman, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, can you give me 1 minute?
You're breaking up a little bit. We can't hardly hear you.
Can you give me a minute? I need to shine my glass.
Oh, okay. All right, all right, all right, okay. All right, well, we bless. Okay, we'll give you a minute. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who would like to begin this morning? Amen. Glory be to God. If you, amen, have a testimony, if you want to give the Lord a shout out, amen. If you want to give the Lord a praise, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you got something to say this morning, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you have a little song on your heart. We know it's early in the morning, but guess what? Hallelujah. We're talking about everything else. Amen. We're talking to everybody else. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being so good, hallelujah. For being so good, yeah. For being so good, I just want to thank you, Lord. And truly, that is my testimony on this morning. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. That sums it all up. Grateful for what, Pastor? Everything. Everything. Everything included. Nothing excluded, because I realized it didn't have to be. I realized my children could be without a mother right now. I realized that my grandchildren could be without a grandmother right now. I realized my mother could be without her oldest daughter right now. Beloved, glory be to God. I realize, glory be to God, I could be in the hospital and ICU somewhere. Could have been in a graveyard somewhere, beloved. Could be incarcerated somewhere. Glory be to God. Could be laying up in hospice somewhere. I take nothing for granted. I could be living out on the streets. Glory be to God. Begging for food, begging for shelter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell the Lord thank you today. I come to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you that it didn't allow the devil to take advantage of me, didn't allow evil to come in. I realize, beloved, fire's taking place everywhere. People going to the store, coming back in the house burned down. I say, thank you, God, that you kept my house from fire, from gas explosions. Glory be from home invasions. And I said, I got something to say this morning. I just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you that I can open my mouth. Some people go to open their mouth and there's no words coming out. They're mute. Glory be to God, they can't hear, they can't speak, they can't see. Glory be to God, waiting for the God door, the dog to come and lead them, somebody to take them by the hand and show them the way. People laying up in bed, and we bless them, and but they can't make a move until the nurse get there to wash them up and get them up out of bed. But I said, I got up this morning. I said, I got up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Two brain aneurysms, glory be to God, hallelujah, and I can still think straight. God, I say thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, I just want to say thank you. And that is my testimony, amen, hallelujah. As brief as I can make it, the Lord say thank you for everything. How you kept my babies, kept my children, kept my grandchildren, keep my family going in, coming out. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. All right. Glory be to God. I see, amen, someone here has a one to testify. Amen. The line is open. Glory be to God.
Real.
Amen. There it is. God bless you.
real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, he gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. In the morning, he's real, real. In the noonday, he's real, real. In the evening, he's real, real. In the midnight hour, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Is real to me. Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you.
So many people doubt him. Hallelujah. Yeah. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Hallelujah. Give honor
thank
to
you.
God, Dr. Pastor Bradford. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I touch and agree with you this morning. Hallelujah. Mm. I just want to tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for another Wednesday. Hallelujah. This April the 14th, 2021, a day we've never seen. Hallelujah. Thank you for they allow my days to roll on. Hallelujah. Family was affected with COVID. Hey, we didn't know. Hallelujah. Took a trip out of town, but it didn't happen out of town. It happened in town. Not knowing. We went and had a beautiful time. Hallelujah. Went. Hallelujah. Spent time with my 91-year-old mother. Hallelujah. Not affected. Hallelujah. We just thank for the family that we went to. No one is affected. Hey, hallelujah. With someone the family member went to, hallelujah, didn't tell them they were affected. Oh, God, I thank God for the prayers, Pastor Bradford, the prayers, your prayers, the saints, hallelujah, the saints' prayers, hallelujah, because every day, hallelujah, it was a change. Hallelujah, because it's like it's something on your chest. But God, hallelujah, we heard your prayers. I have a sister in Christ, hallelujah. She called me. She said, I'm up every morning, 3 and 4, calling on God to heal you. Who was the God that would put on different one's heart? The prayer partners. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe someone I don't even know calling my name out before God. But I tell you, God showed me, hallelujah, a dark spirit at my door, standing over my door. But he couldn't come in here. Oh, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I tell you, God is real. And it pays to praise him. It pays to walk upright before God. It pays to be obedient to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dr. Pastor Bradford, I thank God for your life, for your God, for your prayer line. Thank you for your obedience. And I want to let you know God is not through blessing you for your obedience. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. A few days ago, I couldn't have said too much or nothing without having to catch breath. But God is real. He's real in my life today. I got to tell everybody.
Try Jesus.
I find him to be a God of his word. I find him, he said, never leave or forsake us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. I am just rejoicing in the Lord of my salvation.
And
praising for everyone. My oldest sister, hallelujah. She brought me red onions. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
garlic,
God.
and ginger. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Tea.
Thank you.
And I took all the vitamins, all
Thanks.
Hot emergency. I mean, every day. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
She made me some chicken soup. Hey, I have to give God the praise for my elder sister.
Thank
Dorothy.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
That's what the elders used to do. If it was anyone in need, they would come see about you. Hey,
thank you.
Hallelujah. I thank God
thank
for
you.
My family.
Thank God for the family.
I thank them. They're my natural family and they're my spiritual family. That's
thank
good news.
You, God.
My mother, my siblings. I have a brother,
thank
hallelujah,
you.
In South Carolina, pastor of two churches. Oh,
mm.
God, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God, that have evangelist sisters. Oh, God, that's awesome. I'm glad
thank
to be one in the number, pastor.
Come on.
One more time.
Come on.
Shot time.
Yeah.
Give him the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Worthy.
He's worthy.
Worthy.
He's worthy. One that's trying to think, should I serve him, should I not? He's worthy of our praises. To God
yeah.
be the glory. Have a
yeah.
blessed day in Jesus'
Ooh,
name.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
When the praises
Hallelujah.
Go up, the blessings
Hallelujah.
Come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Thank you, Minister Martin. Hallelujah. Woo, for that shout of praise. Vibrating in our spirits and our souls. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Straight from the heart. Straight from the heart. Oh, my God. Thank you, sister, for sharing. Amen. She said, but God. Hallelujah. She said, COVID came around, but she said, but God. Hallelujah. Woo, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, but I couldn't keep it to myself. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's another. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Aquanetta. Good morning.
God bless you.
This is Sister Aquanetta. I have a song that's on my heart.
Amen.
I hope I can sing it.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, Jesus, ooh, Jesus.
Thank you.
There are thorns in my flesh, things to overcome, and these thorns in my flesh, they just keep on hindering me. Lord, I really want to be everything you want me to be. So I'm begging you, Lord, please remove these thorns. I have a testimony. Oh, my God. My thorn is my father's wife. I met her when I was 14, and I'm 68 years old. And I've tried all I could to deal with her for the sake of my father. My father came to Philadelphia. I didn't want him to come. He has Alzheimer's. He's had the two shots, and she's had the two shots. And I begged him. My father died twice. Last year, 2 years ago. So he's a sick man. He's 80-something years old. He's got a bullet in the middle of his head that he's had since I was 8. And the part that's hurting me, I have never been in a city and not seen my father. She made sure she let me know. I'm not getting the COVID shot. I'm not downing anybody that gets it. The spirit did not tell Aquanetta to get this COVID shot. So I move by spirit. I can't get it. I have a lot of ailments. I've had my doctor plenty of COVID shots. The spirit keeps telling me no. What happened is I begged her not to bring my father. And they came from San Antonio, Texas, and she told me, I'm bringing him. He wants to see his family. She's always set me aside like I'm not family. She's a new wife or whatever. They've been married 50 years. She's done a lot to me. And I just keep on, keep on, keep on because of my father. I just humble, humble, humble. But this time, the Lord told me it's enough. It's enough. I'm at peace with it, but it still hurts because my father's been here a week, and he's only been right at Shelton here. But I watch the family that's going around him because they live in Philly, and they have not they've been on trips. They've been everywhere. The young people, it's a real big family. Everybody's doing what they want to do. They just free, okay? No mask. I can't go around them. So, therefore, she told me, she said, look, well, we're fine. We had it. We've had the shots. We can expose you to it, but you can't expose us to it. I find that selfish, okay? So you're telling me you're a carrier. You can carry it to me, but you don't care about me, long as you're fine. But anyway, they've been here since last Wednesday. I have been stressed because I don't want my father to get lost in Philadelphia. His Alzheimer's is bad. She took him on a cruise. He almost walked off the ship, but thank God that someone knew he had Alzheimer's and they got my father. My father drove a car in Texas. They went in church. He's singing on the choir. My father decides he wants to take his keys. He took his keys. He went and drove to the old house. Texas was a big God. Thank God again. But my dad cannot. He has a cell phone, but I can't. It's a tracker for him. But the part is, I don't have the number, so I can't call my dad. Okay. I call his home when he's home. But this is the part. She knows that she could call me. I'm only in South Philly. She could dial the phone and let him talk to me. I don't want to go near him. I have a granddaughter that has COVID. I'm putting food outside the door, and I'm FaceTiming my granddaughter every day, crying because I can't go in. I'm taking food and stuff, okay? So there's storm. I wasn't going to say anything, but I can't keep it to myself. Our people have to stop being so selfish. These women that get these husbands, they have people. She didn't even meet my father at 65. I met my father in 53, okay? And I've always been a daddy's girl. And just to know my father's in Philadelphia, that close. And I could go to the house, but my father has Alzheimer's. He's not going to understand that I can't get 6 feet next to him. I usually sit on my dad's lap. I sit right next to my dad when I'm there. When my dad got sick, I had 2 strokes, and I still went to Texas and didn't know I was at risk. Okay? I stayed 20 days and sat by my dad's body, by my dad's side until my dad got well. This woman knows how I feel. So to really let me know that it's not me, I have an adopted sister that is my sister to me. She sent my sister in Alaska a picture of my father with his siblings in Philadelphia. And my sister called me and she said, it's not you, sis. I've been to it. And she shared her growing up. So I just am begging, 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 Jesus, please remove these thorns. Please. I can do a lot of things, but I understand also that Satan, you know, ain't too many things you can do to me. So I know it's an attack, and I understand. And I'm going to tell you, Pastor, I thank God for this ministry. That's why I'm on here so much. I thank God for this ministry. Oh, me would have went up there. And I thank God that I can get on this line and just hear testimony, and other people that are going through things, and sisters sharing, and people caring. I just thank God. So please, just cover me, please. Pray they'll go back, and she'll get my father home safe. She's traveling by herself. She don't know what she's doing with him. And just pray for him, he'll get back. He lives in a gated community, or Air Force or Army, a retirement facility for the higher ups in the services. So when he's there, I don't have to worry about that. There's guards at the gate. There's guards in the building. There's a hospital on the first floor. Everything he needs in one building, God has already provided it for him. There's activities. There's this. There's that. So I just beg people to please just come cover me in prayer. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is going to remove those thorns in your flesh. And he said, when your mother and father forsake you, then the Lord's going to take you up. And we want to give God some praise. Amen. And you can still praise God in the midst, amen, of your situation. God bless you, Sister Aquanetta. And to God be all the praise, glory, and all the honor. Beloved, the Lord is good in the good times and the bad times. Hallelujah. In the times that we don't understand. Amen. The Lord is good all the time. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. I see that there's another praise here this morning. Amen. Good morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Giving all glory, honor, and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Much respect, Pastor Bradford, and all of the prayer partners and everyone on the line. I'm just so grateful for all that God is doing in my life. I thank and praise God for my portion of life, health, and strength today. Yes, I thank him for my family still being with me. I thank him for all of my friends, my neighbors, just everybody. In spite of what it seems like, God is still on the throne. And I thank and praise him for that. And I just said, the word says God inhabits the praises of his people. So I just want to praise him on this Praise Wednesday with all that lies within me. I praise the Lord. I thank the Lord, and I'm so grateful for all that he's doing. I thank him for all of you as well. To God be the glory. This is Sister Kathy Miller out of Williamsport. God bless.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for your praise. Amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for your presence. Amen. Because the Spirit already let me know that you're doing some type of pressing. Amen. But there is a blessing in the pressing. Amen. God bless you and thank you for sharing. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I see, amen, that we have another amen today. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Your line is open.
Could you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to my friends, families, and especially unto the holiness of God, and thanking him for his wonderful, wonderful son, Jesus Christ. And I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. And this morning, Father, I just thank you, God, for this whole prayer line. I thank you for you. I thank you for love. I thank you for joy. I thank you for happiness. I thank you for trials and tribulations, and ups and downs, and all around, God. It doesn't make no difference what you have brought me through, because you have brought me. And I just thank you so much, and I pray for others too, God, as well. Hallelujah, Jesus, as I bow and heal myself and humble myself before your holy presence, Father. And put all your people, Father, because you did everything for this world. You said
God.
You are good and you're very good, Papa.
Yes,
very
God.
Good. And I just thank you for each and every
thank
person
you.
That you have allowed me to meet along the way,
yes,
God. And I thank you for your spirit, God, your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your joyous spirit, Papa, as you allow me when I get out and go around my family, go around my church family, go around the stores and the highways and the byways, God. You always keep me with that spirit, that upbeat spirit, Father, because you have healed me and you made me whole.
Yes, God.
Yes, man, the Bible, what do you want me to do? And he didn't answer nothing, Father. And I just thank you this morning, Father, as I lift up your people, Father, because you are good, you're gracious, God, you're kind. Everything that we need is right there. It's all we got to do is knock. It's all we got to do is ask, Father. And I do receive, Father, as I go down on my knees, stand up. I don't care what way it is, God. You have heard our cries, Father. And,
yeah.
God, you have covered the whole world, God. Even though I know we're going through all these turmoils, Father, but you hear every cry. You hear every moan, Father. I know that, Father, in my heart itself, Father. I just thank you so much for the prayer line because it always gives people an opportunity, God, even when our churches don't even allow us, or I'm not going to say allow, but don't give us a chance to testify. Don't give us a chance just to be joyous, God. And this line right here that you have anointed, Reverend Bradford,
thank
and all these strong sisters and men that come on, God. I just
can't
wait when the morning comes, God, that I can get up and I can just hear Reverend Bradford and our songs and our prayers and our daughter and just every woman I know by name, God. And I just thank you so much, God. And as I pray, God, I ask a special blessing on my brother, Father. I know you took my sister and brother home, but that's all right because you're strengthening me, Father. He's the eldest of our siblings, Lord, and he can't even speak. He haven't spoken 10 years. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. But the time that he did speak, God, he said Jesus. And I never heard my brother talk about Jesus, God. But you know it, God. Even though he had that stroke, God, we can talk to you in any kind of condition, Father. So I ask you, God, just to continue on the blessed prayer line and all your people, our neighbors, friends, our enemies, whatever the case might be, Father, I'm going to keep the joy of the Lord because it certainly is my strength, Father.
Yeah.
And you continue, Lord, to do these things in your precious, wonderful name. And it's a song my girlfriend used to sing. She used to say, Satan, get out of our lives.
Yeah.
You don't live here anymore. So take your bag and get out. You don't live here anymore, because the Holy Ghost took your place.
Yeah.
You don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
So Satan, get out of our lives. And that's my prayer. God bless you all. I love you.
Amen. And we love you too, Sister Gwen. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. And we
thank
you for sharing on today. And Satan, get out of our lives because you don't live here anymore.
Right.
But the Holy
Ghost
has taken your place, and the Holy Ghost is here to stay. Amen.
That's
he ain't going nowhere, and neither are we. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Thank you for sharing. Amen. We appreciate you so much. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe
hallelujah.
I testify. Amen. Why have a chance? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We see
thank
one
you,
more
you.
In queue. Amen. God bless. Amen. We have, let me see, another in person in queue here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. His blood came streaming down.
Yeah.
His blood came streaming down.
Yeah.
His blood came streaming down for me.
Yeah.
One day when I was lost, Jesus. Jesus died upon the cross.
Yes.
And I know it was the blood for me. I just thank God this morning. I just thank God. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. And thousands of years ago, before I was even born, Jesus died upon the cross. And God had me, had us on his mind all those thousands of years ago. And I'm grateful and thankful for it. And I'm just thankful because there's a scripture that says, the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure until the end. And I'm just thanking God that I've been doing my business 20 years. This past November, I've been in my industry over 30 years and came straight out of corporate America, no clue. And when I entered my business, my mind was not right at 40. I write about, thinking about how I could take my life. So I'm starting my business, but my mind is not right. But I stayed the course. I continue to press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And I'm just here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that if we will stay the course, that if we will not quit, that if we will not give up, that God is faithful, and it is in his timing. It is in his timing because his timing is the right timing, and he knows when we can handle what it is that he has already predestined for us. And sometimes he needs to grow us up and prepare us, and he has grown me up. And the business is flourishing now, and I'm just thanking God. He's not only growing the business, but he's growing me. And in those moments that things are being asked of me, that I'm asking of my new partners, I'm like, my mentor says, it's going to be uncomfortable, and I'm going to stretch you. And I can have the minds of my new partners, but nonetheless, I'm in the press. And I know that the best is yet to come, that he didn't place us here just to be successful in our own right, but he's placed me here, my husband and I, to be significant, that we are financial distribution centers for him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So like I met that man in the grocery store yesterday morning, and he was asking, could he get a dollar to get on the bus? And I knew I had $5, and before I could even get the money out, he said, you look like you have 100. And I am a financial distribution center, and I will be able to bless people in that manner as led by the Holy Spirit, understanding that what he places in my hand, in our hand, is not for us. We are blessed to be a blessing, hallelujah, with our treasure in the name of Jesus. And I'm just thankful that God can trust me with $5, knowing that he'll then be able to trust me with 50, 500, 5,000, 500,000, $5 million. I count it a privilege to be able to write a check, to underwrite, pay my taxes and underwrite and help my government to make sure that things function in the government properly. That was the purpose of paying taxes, right? And everybody's trying to skirt the tax. No, I count it a privilege to be able to do my part, to be able to feed children. No child should go to bed hungry. No child should have to go to school hungry. To be able to help people to have housing. Nobody should be sleeping under a bridge, in the subway, on it over a grate. Not so. As my sister said, and it says in the Word of God, that they lack nothing. They absolutely lack nothing because they knew the needs of their brothers and sisters, and they shared all that they had. Glory, hallelujah, bless the name of God. And I count it a privilege when God will give us that mortgage-free home, whether it's a gated community or not. It will be around the affluent because they need to know the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we open up our home to invite our family members, to invite those that come across our path, and to invite our neighbors in, it's not just to come in here and see what we have, it's to come in here and meet a man. Come in here and meet a man who can give you eternal life, because all of this that you see is temporal, temporary. This is just a place that we're passing through. Our eternal home is in glory, and that they would have opportunity to invite Jesus Christ into their heart. And beyond that, they would be able to understand how to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't create us to limp along. He didn't create us to moan and complain. He created us for an abundant life, my word tells me in John 10:10. No matter what comes, grief comes, divorce comes, sickness comes, hallelujah, and all things give thanks and live victorious. I'm reading in my word that Paul, as well as all the disciples, were going all around spreading the gospel, the good news, and Paul was headed back to Jerusalem, and he himself said, all I can see is pain and death, yet I'm going to Jerusalem. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he stood up there, and he was giving the good news, the gospel, and they beat him to an inch of his life. Hallelujah. But when he was able to speak, he got back on his square and said, let me tell you, I have some good news to tell you. That just impresses me and impresses upon me that no matter what we're facing, we have in us the ability to give the good news, the gospel. And Paul understood that until God called him home, that was what he needed to do. It didn't matter that his body had been beaten. It shouldn't matter that our body is racked with pain. He lost many people on the journey, but he didn't give up and stop giving the gospel, the good news. So why are we just sideways when things are happening that we can't open our mouths and share the good news? We know, Jerome and I know, that God is calling us to open our home. God is calling us to be examples of being able to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we must compel them. We must compel them to come to Jesus, that none should be lost to eternal damnation, that none should be lost to eternal damnation. It was that important to God, our Father, that he sent his most precious son. It should be that important to us. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for all that he's doing. My brothers and sisters, stay in the press. Do not quit. Continue to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. He, God, our Father, who has begun a good work in you, will see it through to completion to the day of Jesus Christ. He knows the plans that he has for you, and they are not for evil. They are for good, to give you a hope, a future, and an expected end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of God. Everyone have a simply amazing, amazing day in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If it's not an amazing day, create amazing day. You create the amazing day because of Christ Jesus, who is in you, led by the Holy Spirit. You be the sunshine. You be the light in the dark place. You be the salt that has not lost its savor or flavor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Norwood. Amen. She said, I knew it was the blood. Amen. And I love the part when you said you started your business and your mind was not right, but you still started your business. Amen. The best is still yet to come. Amen. We want to thank God for your encouraging words this morning. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and not ashamed of the gospel. of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen is our prayer. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. Amen. All right. So we want to now take our sister Thurman. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we will take her. We'll close with her, Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister Thurman, are you there? Sister Thurman?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The floor is yours.
Me?
Yes, we can hear you
okay,
now.
Good.
Yes, the floor is yours.
Yes. I thank God for another day, and I thank you for another opportunity to come forward with my writing, and thank you for those testimonies for this morning. My reading for today is in praise. My first one is, you can't see what the Lord has done for me, and we will end with, oh, thank you, Jesus. You think it's a joke when you see me praise and trusting in God. Think I'm kind of nuts to keep on giving him honor, even though things seem horrible. You can't see the joy and peace I have within, helping to take me through the obstacles of life. You can't see the encouragement in my heart to go forth, to step out on faith. You think it's a waste of time giving the Lord his due, his fair share. But when I think about all the times I've been in trouble, he sends a word in a song or a message or a remembrance of his faithfulness. He fills me up. He replenishes me. He strengthens me. He lifts me up. He carries me. I'm nothing without him, like a piece of dust, a filthy rag. But he loves me. He sees something in me. And guess what? I see something in him. If I were you, I'd change my thinking, because down the road, you're going to need him, and he'll be there, coating and shielding you, saving you. I will trust, praise, glorify, confess his love forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My God, you are so on time. You come, you touch. You give me peace of mind.
By the king, and the king returns
your word, your love, so awesome in my heart. Use me, Lord, for your glory. I need to do my part. Thank you for your season. Thank you for your reasons. You love me, and I love you. You're so holy, kind, and true. Better than me, than I've been to myself. Lord, I want you and no one else. Praise to fill your ears with joy. Praise and honor I give to you more. All of me and everything I do, it's all because my love for you was even more than I ever dreamed. I'm blessed and anointed, unreal as it may seem. Thank you, Jesus, for your life. For sinful men, you took their strife. But you rose up victoriously now. We have life eternally. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, so true. All my life, I'll live for you. Amen. Peace and grace be with you. And my praise report before I hang up is, everyone know that I fractured my shoulder in two places and dislocated it, but through my painful therapy, I dressed myself yesterday, which is awesome. It's been awesome. So now I'm getting more independent now. And it's been a struggle. So that is my praise report. I'm getting independent again. So I'm giving God some glory. Hallelujah for that.
Amen. Amen. What a testimony. Amen. And we give God praise. Glory be to God. You dressed yourself. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm telling you, won't God do it? Amen. Won't God do it? We want to thank God for those two beautiful readings. Amen. Glory be to God. That was definitely waiting for. Amen. You can't see what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I think there's a song. You don't know what he's done for me. Amen. Then you topped it off with, oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you said something that really caught my attention there. You said, I want you and no one else but you. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Minister Thurman. We thank God for your gift. Amen. To the body of Christ. Amen. And that creativity inside of you. Amen. So we bless you. And definitely that testimony. Definitely testimony. Amen. I'm telling you. We just want to thank God for all of the testimonies this morning. Amen. All of the praise reports. Amen. God has heard your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The prayer, the answers are on the way. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are not ashamed of the gospel. And you notice, amen. And we see we have some other people in queue, and we'll take it next time. Amen. God bless you. We're sort of out of time, but amen. Everybody sort of came at a different angle. Everybody came at a different angle, but nevertheless, everybody came, amen, in a different way of praise, a different way of lifting him up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In our families, in our businesses, in our finances, in our health, in our healing. Amen. It was just so beautiful, so beautiful. So we want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, who had an opportunity to speak, your willingness to speak on this morning. Amen, glory be to God. So, so happy, amen, that we were able to get those two readings in also. You can't see what the Lord has done for me, but let me tell you, amen, hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus, amen. And so we bless the Lord, amen. In form of announcements, beloved, amen. Today is our fast day. If you can fast the 12 o'clock day today, please join us. Amen. As we lift up our country in prayer and fasting. Amen. In this COVID-19 situation, beloved, and don't forget the children at the border. Amen. If you can't go to 12, maybe you can go to 11, go to 10, go to 9, and do something. Amen. If you can do something today, amen, and join in with us. We'll be back tonight at 8 o'clock for our Bible study. Amen. Bible study at 8 o'clock tonight. Amen. On our 385 platform. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. And noonday prayer. Don't forget about noonday prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And that's a beautiful way to break your fast. If you can fast till 12 o'clock, glory be to God, and then break your fast at the 12 o'clock altar. All right, all right, all right. That is it for today. I am excited. It's been a beautiful service. Thank you, Minister Estelle. Amen. Our Minister Aquanetta, our Minister Kathy, our Minister Gwen, our Minister Tanya, our Minister Joanne, and for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Amen. And so we thank God for you. All right, all right, all right. Father God, we thank you for these beautiful testimonies. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the poetry, the creativity, Father God, of Sister Joanne. We thank you for the victory reports. We thank you, Father God, that angel, that dark angel came to Minister Estelle, Father God, and she sent them booking. She sent that boy booking. She said, not today. I don't think so. God, we thank you for the faith, Father God, to believe and receive. We thank you for the prayers that we have one for another. We are strengthened, Father God, by the prayers of our brothers and our sisters. And so we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Meet us at Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, Father God, as we fast today, Father God, even if it's we sacrifice a breakfast or sacrifice some coffee or sacrifice something, Father God, that's acceptable to you as a sacrifice, well-pleasing, Father God, as we lift up our country. We lift up our country, COVID-19, and that, Father God, definitely the children at the border and children everywhere. because the truth of the matter is all our children are at some form of border. They're at, all of our children are at a border. So they're at some type of devastating border. And so we pray for that even right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not come nigh our dwelling. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We decree and declare that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. And so we just say thank you, God, for absolute, uncommon victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation we bind, every spirit of retaliation we bind in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer, this service, by the blood, the word, and the spirit. Hallelujah. We cast it at Jesus' feet and decree that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Mountain to him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. God bless you all. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Have an awesome day. We'll meet you at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. If not, we'll meet you here at Bible study at 8. If not, we'll meet you back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station. And if not, we'll meet you in heaven. We're going to meet you somewhere. Amen. We're going to meet you somewhere. So we look forward to it. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen. 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 Thank you, God.
There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands, I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my day. Behind my praise, there's a story behind my praise. That's why my hand I'll continue. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my day. Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my prayer. If you see me crying, oh, that is a story, how he's been God for me in all of his glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see me shouting, oh, don't be amazed. I just realized where and when I was there. If you see me running, oh, don't you think it's strange? My whole life, he's rearranged.
God. I love you. Hey, God. How you allowed me to keep my mind after 13 of my family members died real close to one another. I'm a story. Hey, God. Behind my brain. Oh, hey, God. There is a story behind my praise. Oh God, I love you. Hey God, I love you. Hey Jesus, hey God, ah yeah, hey. Oh, I love you. Hey God, hey God, I love you. Hey Jesus, I love you because you first loved me, God. Hey, God. Hallelujah. I love you, God. Hey, God. Hey, if I had 10,000 tongues, hey, God. Hey, Jesus. I would praise you with everyone. Hey, God. Hey, God.
Amen and amen. There's a story behind our praise. Therefore, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I love you guys. Amen. And everybody be blessed. Amen. I extend blessings to you and to yours. Amen. To manifest today in Jesus' name. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda signing out.